Plateau. This word can refer to a high, flat area of land, or describe a period where progress levels off and stops increasing. The word is pronounced as plateau. Let's break it down. Pla, like plastic. Say it with smiley face. Eh. And toe sounds like the toe on your foot. The word plateau comes from French, and it retains the French pronunciation style. Practice saying it slowly. Plateau. Emphasize the second syllable, toe, to get the stress right. This funny spelling, E-A-U, at the end is from the French origin. That's why it has an elegant sound to it. Plateau. Now, let's explore some engaging ways to use plateau in different contexts. Number one, geography. The Colorado Plateau is famous for its stunning landscapes. Here, plateau refers to a large, flat area of land elevated above the surrounding area. Number two, fitness. I've hit a plateau in my workout routine. I'm not seeing any more progress. This example shows how plateau can describe a period where progress has stopped. Number three, business. Sales have reached a plateau, and we need new strategies to boost growth. In this context, plateau indicates a period of stagnation. Number four, learning. Sometimes language learners hit a plateau where improvement seems to halt. This can be a common experience when learning a new language. Let's talk about how the concept of a plateau can relate to your English learning journey. Hitting a plateau can be frustrating, but it's also a sign that you've made significant progress already. It's a normal part of any learning process. Think of a plateau not as an obstacle, but as a resting point. It's a time to review and consolidate what you've learned. Use this period to refine your skills and revisit tricky areas so you can build a stronger foundation. For example, if you're struggling with pronunciation, take this time to focus on the nuances of each sound. Practice consistently, and soon you break through that plateau and continue progressing. Remember, persistence is key. Keep pushing forward and don't be discouraged by temporary stagnation. So, dear listeners, when you encounter a plateau in your English learning, view it as an opportunity for deeper understanding and mastery. Recognize it as a normal phase and use it to your advantage. With dedication and consistent practice, you'll overcome it and reach new heights. Happy learning, and remember, every plateau is just a stepping stone to greater progress. Thanks for listening.